Hi guys, it's official. I'm back. Season 2 has begun. This is technically episode 2 of season 2. The first episode was kind of a special episode. Hope you liked it. Alright guys, hi. Season 2. I know I started technically season 2 last week. That was kind of a special circumstance, kind of. I just told a bunch of jokes and, like, got a bunch of shit out of my system, like, venting about it, because I thought, why be angry and why be sad when I could just tell a bunch of jokes? I don't know. They probably weren't good jokes, so sorry about that. But anyways, I'm not really sure what I'm gonna do with season 2. I don't know if I'm gonna keep it structured just like season 1, where I just, like, talk. Hit a few, like, little points, and then tell my stories, and then be done, or if I'm gonna, like, just talk, or just tell stories, or just tell jokes. I don't know what I want to do with this. I am looking at trying to keep it to once a week, like I did before, but if I don't hold up to the same day every week, or I don't do it once a week, or I just post on the podcast whenever I feel like it, again, sorry about that. I don't know. Let me know, guys, if you listen to this, what you guys want to hear out of season 2. I want to try and bring more guests on. Like, I know last season I only had one guest, and I said there was going to be guests, and I only had my best friend. This season I hope to bring on definitely more guests. But, like, let me know what you guys want. As for guests, you know, honestly, it's probably just going to be more of, probably Sandra again, to be honest, and, like, more of my friends and family, and, like, other people that I know. But I will be real and say that when I first started this podcast, of course, this is probably what everyone does. I got this idea in my head of, like, I'm going to start this podcast, it's going to blow up, people are going to love it, other moms are going to love it, celebrities are going to love it, and then celebrities are going to come on my show, and I'm going to talk to celebrities, because I'm going to be a celebrity, right? Isn't that kind of what everybody does when they do stuff like this, or they daydream about crap like that? Am I crazy? Probably. As for the celebrities I used to daydream about having on my show, obviously Pauly Shore and Carrot Top, because I love those dudes. Pauly Shore is actually kind of why I was, him and my friend Katie, were actually kind of why I was inspired to do this podcast. Kind of like, he had this podcast, or has a podcast on YouTube called Random Rants, and he just talks about random stuff, and I kind of talk more about, like, I do talk about sometimes random stuff, but more like mom stuff. So I used to daydream that, like, these famous celebrities who were moms would, like, come on my show, like Roseanne and, like, Busy Phillips and, like, Reese Witherspoon and, like, who else? Like, Chrissy Teigen. I love her. I would put her on my show. She's so awesome. And then, like, and then, of course, I'd have, like, other celebrities too, like I said, Pauly Shore, and, like, obviously Carrot Top, because I love that dude, and then, like, who else that would just be, like, really cool to have on your show, like The Rock, or Chris Rock, or both of them at the same time. Like, that would be awesome, just to hear them, like, I don't know, though, because I'm not very good at interviewing people. Literally, when I had a guest on my show, it was literally my friend and I having a conversation. I don't know. If you guys are into that kind of thing too, let me know, because I will definitely work on my interviewing skills if you don't want to just hear people having a conversation. As for scheduling for my little podcast that I'm doing, I'm still going to stick to, like, one day a week. I know last season, or like a month or two ago when I was recording these, I would usually try to stick to Saturdays and Sundays. Right now, due to things reopening around here, people going back to work, and other things happening, I'd like to stick to probably still Saturday and Sunday, if not Mondays, because that's usually when I will have time, because Saturdays and Sundays my husband will be at work, so I will have time after my kids go to bed where it's going to be completely quiet and I won't have noise in the background. Like I did last week, I had my kids in the background for a lot of it. I had my husband in the background for a lot of it. And I'm so sorry that got on my nerves too. I should have waited, but there was, like, literally nowhere I could go in the house where there wasn't people. So, I'm gonna try to stick to Saturdays and Sundays again, just because I feel like that's when I can have complete quiet and it'll be easier to record. Or, like, if I do have to pull out a Monday since my husband will be here, it'll be like me recording in a different room after the kids go to bed. So, yeah. Otherwise, if you have any ideas for that too, let me know. Would you want me to go to 2 episodes a week? I don't know if I could do 2 episodes a week, but if I actually probably could if I really tried, but I don't know if I really want to try that hard. So I guess what you could take away from that last bit of information I just gave you is that I'm technically sticking to my regular scheduled programming for a while. And then how long will season two last? I don't know. Probably as long as I feel like, until I need like another break, and then I'll just be like, I need another break. Not talk to you guys for a month and then come back and be like, season three, you know, like, because I'm just that bitch. No, but for real though, last season was about, I want to say, between 10 and 15 episodes, which I'll probably keep for this season as well, like another 10 or 15 episodes, maybe take like a month or two break and then come back. Sound good to you guys? Because that's kind of what sounds good to me, kind of make it like a uniform amount of episodes for each season. As for the length of my episodes, I know last year when I first started out, I tried to make it like a 30-minute long episode. This is just the conclusion I've come to. I don't always have 30 minutes worth of talking in me, and I don't have like 30 minutes worth of things to say. I always, in season one, just kind of recorded on the fly, which is kind of what I'm doing right now. I never wrote anything down that I wanted to talk about. I all just kind of just talked to you as things came to me out of my head. I kind of have always done things like that, although I'm starting to realize it may not always be a good thing. So I might have some episodes where I like sit down and plan stuff out, and maybe those will be like 30-minute episodes. But if it's something I'm just going with on the fly, or I had this idea in my head and just wanted to talk to you, it might be longer, it might be shorter, but I think I'm gonna try and keep it between like 15 and 30 minutes, somewhere in there, because I usually, if I'm just talking to you on the fly, it's gonna be about a 15-minute long episode, or a lot of them were 15-ish minutes long. And if I sit there and plan it out, I definitely could go on for much longer. So yeah, try to look for anywhere between 15 to 30 minutes. That's usually what feels good for me. So maybe you have 15 or 30 minutes, maybe you don't. Whatever, you can pause these and then come back to them, because I'm pretty sure Anchor lets you do that, and I'm pretty sure whatever other platform you're listening to this on lets you do that. As for doing podcasts, and my friend Sandra that we were talking about earlier, that was actually on my podcast last season. She was mentioning a while ago when we were talking, well, last week when I was filming my first episode of season two, the special episode, the episode where I tried to be funny but wasn't. She mentioned that she wanted to try doing a podcast, and if you're someone out there and you really wanted to try doing a podcast, I highly recommend it. Even if nobody listens to it, it's a nice way to talk and get things off your chest. And I only have a couple of people who listen to this, really. So if you are one of those people, thank you so much. But yeah, and I don't know. I kind of agonized for a long time after being on my friend Katie's podcast if I even wanted to do my own. And Pauly Shore was doing his own, and I was listening to his, and I was just like, one day I was just like, you know what? Why don't I just do it? And then I did. And you know what? I really do enjoy doing it. Even if you don't, like I said, even if nobody listens to you, this is actually really fun to do. Not only because you get to vent and get it off your chest, it's kind of like a hobby now. Like, I get to edit the audio and all that stuff. Although, do I listen to it a lot in playback? I listen to it and play it back a lot in like clips as I'm editing. I can't sit there and listen to my whole own recording that I've done or my whole own episode that I've done. I just kind of like, after a while, start cringing at the sound of my own voice. So, I've listened to parts of episodes and like tried, to get through a whole episode, but like I said, after a while I kind of just start cringing at my own voice and I'm just like, I can't do this. And I have to turn it off. But if you are someone who likes the sound of your own voice, this may be a good hobby for you. Also, another reason you might like doing a podcast is if you're someone like me who I love talking. I love sitting there and just like shooting the shit with people. I love visiting. Like, I'm a very, despite having social anxiety, I am somewhat of a very social person. But if I'm like, it's usually if I'm behind a camera or behind like a mic or my phone, I'm a very social person. In real life, new people freak me out so bad and large crowds freak me out so bad. Thank you, anxiety. But if you like to talk, this could be like another way of, because motherhood can be very isolating, and the situation I'm in is kind of very isolating, so this gives me like an outlet to talk all that I want and say what I need to say. And you know, granted, you can't always talk back to me, but if you find me on Instagram, which will be linked in the description of the episode, we can talk, we can be friends. Or maybe if like broadcasting yourself out there, like a podcast or say even a YouTube video isn't really your thing, but you do like listening to like people talk or like watching people do things, you know? Because I'm also one of those, I like to have background noise. I like to have people talking to me almost like they're a friend of mine, or like have just people talking in the background almost like I have someone hanging out just talking to me while I work or while I get ready in the mornings. So if you're kind of one of those kind of people, maybe like download the Anchor app and like start searching for different podcasts where people are like talking to you and talk about things that you're interested in or whatever. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe not so much the actual podcast, but like listening to it. So I guess what I'm saying is don't be afraid to try something new, whether it be a podcast, a YouTube video, starting an Instagram all about fashion or like food or whatever it is that you like. Because doing this, especially during a time like this right now, everybody needs something that they can focus on and everybody needs something that would brighten their day. And even if you're doing this and you're not sure of yourself, trust me, there's someone out there who will find joy in this, even if that person is you. You know what I'm saying? So just whatever you're gonna do, don't be afraid. Just try it. It'll be okay. Right, so this next segment is gonna be the timeline of 2020 so far. Okay. Sorry, I don't know why I did that really weird, annoying voice, but I did. Okay, still kind of doing it. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. All right, so we're kicking things off with New Year's Day, January. Literally, it went out with a bang. 2019 was gone. It was now a new decade. People were excited. People were happy. People were expressing their emotions of how this is gonna be the best year of their life all over Facebook and Instagram, talking about how this year was the year we were all gonna get our shit together and do good. Ha 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 on us. Anyways, yeah, little did all of us know, somewhere in the depths of China, Wuhan, to be exact, coronavirus was starting. So February and Valentine's Day came and went, and towards the end of February, all of us in the world started hearing on the news of this thing called the coronavirus and didn't really know what to do with it, didn't really know what to make of it. Come the beginning of March, we all now knew of the coronavirus. We were not aware of the type of extent and the type of impact it was going to have on the entire planet. None of us knew what was coming until the end of March, because by the end of March, we're all locked in our homes, told to stay home, told to wash our hands, not touch our faces, not have contact with other people if we could help it. And all of us slowly kind of got stuck at home. Non-essential workers were no longer working. Essential workers were working a lot harder than they ever have. And People were getting sick and dying left and right because there was a lot of people when this first began that didn't realize how serious this all was. And we're going out and going to like spring break and doing stupid shit and catching the coronavirus and spreading the coronavirus. Somewhere in there was like some sort of murder killer wasp involved that suddenly came, and then just as suddenly as it came, after a few weeks, suddenly just disappeared again. Don't know what that was about. So now it's April. Everybody's starting to go stir crazy, but everybody's talking about how this is gonna be over soon. Then comes the end of April and it's still not over, and they're starting to tell us things on the news about the end of summer, possibly fall, possibly next year, that this will all be over, and everybody starts kind of freaking out a little bit because nobody wants to be stuck in their homes that long. Unfortunately, we would have to put up with this a little bit longer. The beginning of May, we're still all shut down. Things are starting to go better because now people are getting serious about staying home. People are washing their hands and not touching their faces more or less, whatever you want to talk about it or however you want to put it. So this thing starts to kind of slow down. Then the police murdered George Floyd and Black Lives Matter happened. It's been happening for a while, but I kind of feel like George Floyd was like the push it needed to really, really get people marching and getting out there and trying to change the system and change the way we do things, which has been much needed for a long time. Came June and things, because this virus had started slowing down a good amount, not good enough apparently, but a good enough amount. They started trying to reopen things and things, restaurants started to reopen and everyone was starting to get kind of happy and things almost started looking as if they were going to go back to normal. But now it's July and due to the reopening of some places in a lot of states, this virus again is starting to skyrocket, and now a lot of other restrictions are being put on us yet again. Like in my county, we have basically it's a masked stay home order. Basically, what it is unless it's for something essential, we are back under stay home orders. Unless like the casino's still open, my husband's gone back to work, but the job he would usually do is not what he's doing. He's doing a different job for now. But due to certain things, the area that he usually would work in is still closed. And so are a lot of other things. He also is being told when he works that he has to wear a mask. Everywhere we go, yeah, they're reopening, but masks are required for you to enter unless it's a restaurant, although a lot of restaurants now here have shut down again. Literally, all they did was put up like these plastic barriers in between the seats. But these barriers didn't even go up to the roof. They didn't cover the front of the booths, nothing. So they're literally, how was it supposed to protect you? I don't know. Which leads me to today, which is July 5th. We usually have these big fireworks shows in our counties that are like sponsored, taken care of. Ooh, excuse me, I burped. Taking care of like fireworks shows because they're banned in our county. It's a dry county here, very dry, not a lot of rain. It's in the middle of California. We're gonna catch on fire if we're not careful. So, they were canceled. They were canceled this year. So, due to that, there wasn't a whole lot going on for 4th of July because Columbia, it's a little touristy area near where we live. Was also shut down because they do a lot of 4th of July stuff like during the day for like kids and stuff. That was all shut down. It's all been shut down for like a long time. So here's hoping by the end of the year we can all be back to the mindset of kind of having our best year ever because so much shit has gone on this year and it's all really crazy. And if you're going back to work, that's awesome. If you're still at home, I'm so sorry. I hope you're able to go back to work soon, or hope you find some kind of normalcy soon, or things go back to normal at all soon. I kind of feel like this has been a really rough year for all of us, if not the worst year for a lot of us. I kind of feel like January and February went pretty well for me. March kind of went downhill because it was the beginning of quarantine, but I kind of kept up by like doing different things. Like I started working out more, I started like doing my makeup and hair every day, and it didn't matter because my husband was here and he could like watch the kids, and the kids were napping and everything was going easier, and you know what I mean? And then towards the middle of quarantine, that little routine I kind of created for myself kind of evolved into I sometimes would do my makeup, but I would work out like every single day, and it was awesome. And then towards the end of quarantine, I kind of started liking it almost. I liked us all being at home. Like, there were times like last week where I'm trying to record something and people like are up my butt. But like, I don't know, I kind of got comfortable with it and liked it. And now that my husband's gone back to work, like, it's just been a rough week. Plus, on top of that all, I'm PMSing, so that kind of like adds to the madness a little bit, at least mine, because I'm always kind of mental when I'm PMSing. So, sorry if you don't like period talk, but sometimes I talk about it. Anyways, yeah, so it's kind of, I think it's going to be an adjustment phase. As people start going back to work, there's definitely going to be an adjustment phase. Just like when people went into quarantine, there was like, people were baking, people were cooking, people were doing all these things to better themselves. And then once everybody kind of got like acclimated and adjusted to just being home all the time, like all of that kind of died down. Just like the killer bees died down and like went away. Like what happened? I don't know though. I kind of feel like that was the whole life of the quarantine. We all kind of were super freaked out the first week or two. Then we all started finding like these little ways to cope, like I mentioned before, like cooking and hair and makeup and working out and all this stuff. And then as time went on, we all just kind of got more comfortable with it. And now some of us, including myself, have major anxiety that things are going back to normal because we started to like the way that it was. I almost feel like this whole year has been a big giant prank done from a time traveler, or a time traveler screwed something up along the way. So like the killer bees, the Black Lives Matter, all the other stuff that's went on besides just the quarantine, people just keep coming back from the future and being like, oh, I fucked up, time to fix it. And then like other stuff happened, and like they took care of the killer bees, they fixed the killer bees, but like at what cost? Like what's next? What's next? What's next? This is basically the new plague. Anyways, now comes the story time segment of this episode. I'm not sure if I'm going to tell like full-on stories or just like a few favorite memories I have from quarantine, because there are definitely some things that happened during quarantine that were pretty fun for me. Some of my more fun times I had on quarantine is we would take drives. Like we would just put the kids in the car and just drive around for a little while. It's really pretty where I live. We're kind of up in the mountains, so we just drove a couple different times. And towards the middle of it, there's this one drive that I really like. We just go up on this mountain and around, and I think it's called Lion's Bald Mountain Road or something like that. But it's really pretty. It goes on the side of a mountain. You just go up, go around the mountain, and come back down, and it's really pretty. The last time we took this drive was a while ago, actually, but like we saw so many deers. We saw like it's literally in the wilderness. Like it's so pretty. And yeah, that was really fun. There's a lot of people who have horses out that way too, so that was cool, like to show the kids that and stuff like that. I think too, this is a lot of because we didn't get to go anywhere, like hardly at all. Getting dressed up to and put makeup on and everything and making like an event out of going grocery shopping or even just walking around like Big Lots or the Dollar Tree with my kids, picking out little trinkety things to keep us all busy during the day, and like little like fun hair and makeup things for me to just try out because I was bored. That was also a big thing that we did. We would literally go grocery shopping every 2 weeks, which is something we usually do, but like we would like kind of go a little crazy. Everybody would be a little crazy on these trips because we weren't getting to go other places, like, at all. So grocery shopping was like a big outing for us. And then that brings me to about, I want to say like a week or a week and a half ago. It was like, we'd had one big outing, like, with my mom, where literally all we did was go and drive around because it was the beginning of quarantine, and, like, there was nowhere open in town that we could go. There were some places open that you could, like, go to, but, like, not very many, and so it was just easier to go drive around, which was really fun. I told that story last season, but we also have a friend who's moving to another state, and so she and us all went to this place called Basin Creek. It's not far from where I live. It's literally a shallow, slow-moving area that they built a special area into the river for little kids, which is super cool. A lot of people go fishing there. A lot of people take their dogs there. It's really fun. And I know what you're saying. This is after, though, they started reopening places. So I know what you're saying. Like, you shouldn't be going places because, like, quarantine, blah, 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 blah. But places were, like, reopening. So we decided, like, let's go, we'll take some snacks, we'll all go swimming, it'll be really fun. And so we were there for probably a good hour, which is okay, because at that point everybody was kind of getting tired anyways. Aaron needed to work down on the car anyways, and so then my friend spent the night. So literally we had so much fun just swimming. I stayed more up on land with Max, but Aaron and our friend kind of went out in the water with Lex a little more, so she got to go swimming a lot. Max, after a mishap of him kind of like falling off of a rock, he wasn't too into the like swimming in the river kind of thing anymore, so I sat with him, but it's okay. We took some really cute pictures. I got kind of a nice tan going. The kids had a lot of fun, and then that night my friend got to stay the night, which was really fun. We went and kind of just walked around and shot the breeze. We did it once during the day because we walked down to AMPM and got like slushies and everything, and she got McDonald's. Our AMPM is hooked to a our 7-Eleven is hooked to a McDonald's, so that's pretty awesome. Anyways, then later on again that night, we stayed up super late just talking, and we went and walked around like at nighttime because we were bored. And it's walking around at nighttime, like, if you know me, that's something I love doing. Like, that's something I've always loved doing. It's something that I used to do back in the day, which I can definitely tell more stories about if you guys want to hear it. But it was just really fun, and I had a great time doing that, and I'm going to miss my friend when she moves away. I guess this leads me to the outro now, doesn't it? So, just remember one thing. Good night, my small little friends. I love you, and you're beautiful. And if we ever cross paths, I'm gonna buy you tacos and touch your butt.